look to the Word of God this morning. We have been in a series on the teachings of the Holy Ghost of God, and we're going to continue in that to some degree today. And I want to cover a little bit more. We talked about the working of the Holy Ghost, of the Spirit of God, and I want to give some examples. And we've talked about who it's for. We've talked about different subjects of the Holy Ghost, and we want to continue to stay in that framework, amen. But we want to cover some examples of where the Spirit of God moved and worked and drawed people, amen. Lord, in Jesus' name, we come to you today and ask God that your Spirit might prevail in this hour and this moment, that God, that you might come and visit us here today by your Spirit, amen. We ask, God, that you save to the uttermost, amen, to a worldwide basis of those that hear the gospel, that it might come to know you, might be drawn by the Spirit of God. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. The workings of the Spirit of God. See, we must understand about God, amen. God is Spirit first, and those that worship God must worship God in spirit and truth. Amen. A lot of people have head knowledge of God. Amen. They have an understanding about the Bible. Amen. But they never come to the place that they totally commit themselves to God, that they become a worshiper of God. Amen. Now, the Bible said, unless you have the Spirit of Christ, you're none of His. So in the drawing process of the Spirit, and I believe that the main work of the Holy Ghost of God, amen, I believe the main work, amen, and that's the reason we're going to put a special emphasis, amen, to cover this subject real well to the depth, amen. The main work, amen, is the drawing of a person to conviction, amen, to wherein they see the need and realize that they need Jesus Christ in their life and their heart, amen, and that they need an application of the Spirit for this thing to work, amen. So we know that as we are drawn, amen, that's that nudge that tells you inside, amen, that tells you, you know, you need salvation, you need to know the Lord, you need to be living right, amen. We're living in a world today that people have turned every way except the way of God, amen. We see so many seem right ways, amen. We see the young people on our college campuses. We see literally thousands of thousands. What in one place there were 75,000 people, young people, come together to listen to this candidate for president, amen, that don't even believe the message of the Holy Ghost, don't even believe the message of salvation. He believes the Muslim doctrine, amen, you know. And we've got our young people, amen, that are listening and giving voice, giving an ear, amen, to these doctrines that's contrary to the Spirit of God. Well, the thing about the Spirit of God, He will not draw you in any direction other than to God. Amen. Now, there are folks that claim their religion, claim they believe in God, but what is their God? Is their God a calf? Is it a golden Buddha? What is their God? Amen. I'm talking about the God that created all heaven and all earth, the God that always was, always will be, and the God that in the beginning that spoke all things into existence by His word, and all things was created by Him, for Him, and through Him, and not anything the word said, amen, that was created, amen, except that which that He created, amen. He is supreme, amen. God is, if you please, God is supreme. There is no other God besides Him. Amen. He is a jealous God, and if we worship Him, we must worship God. And the only hope, the only understanding, amen, is that, amen, that God, amen, loved you and I enough that He provided a plan. Amen. Now, let's look at some understanding of this plan. I'm going to use out of Acts, the 16th chapter. And in verse 24, it tells us about how that Paul, amen, and Silas had wound up in prison. They found themselves in stocks, amen, and their feet, their hands, amen, was fastened, amen. And then according to the scripture in verse 25, and at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises unto God, and the prisoners heard them. Now, this is a kind of a good testimony. Here's two men, that had been in prison because of their work for the Lord. Amen. And instead of grumbling, complaining, and bellyaching, as so many of us do so much of the time, amen, these men at midnight begin to sing praises to God. They begin to praise God, amen, and they begin to sing praises unto God. Verse 26, and suddenly there was a great earthquake, so that the foundations of the prison were shaken, and immediately all the doors were open, and everyone's, amen, bands was loosened. Amen. This is what God does for us when, amen, we come to know him as Lord and Savior. He lets all the fetters fall away. He lets the chains fall away. He lets the things that bind us and the things we're bound, amen, they simply fall away, and we're free in mind, free in spirit, and we can worship God. Amen. We can soar like the eagles, if you please. Amen. We can have peace in heart and mind. Amen. Once Jesus comes and takes abode in, amen. But here Paul and Silas were loosed, amen. And notice, and the keeper of the prison, amen, awaked out of his sleep. And seeing the prison doors open, he drew out his sword and would have killed himself, supposing that the prisoners had been fled. Amen. That's verse 27. Now, the custom of that day, wherein that he was in charge of these guys that was in prison, if he was to allow them to escape, then he was to be killed, amen, and the price he would have to pay, he would have to give his life, he'd have to lose his life for a penalty for letting these people escape, amen. Now, a lot of the modern day theologians, and even a lot of the Pentecostal organizations, have deviated from the draw of the Spirit. Amen. And you got to understand something. Unless God gives by the Spirit for you to be drawn to God, you can't be saved. You can't be saved just anytime you want to. Amen. And you can't be saved, amen, just because you choose, amen, well, I'm going to do this or I'm going to do that. There has to be a drawing of the Spirit, amen. There has to be a conviction of the Spirit. There has to be a drawing of the Spirit. That's the reason we see a lot of times we see a people pray a sinner's prayer, but there's no repentance involved, amen. They go through a ritual of a sinner's prayer, but they don't have no godly sorrow. I asked a man one time, you know, is he sorry of his sins? And he said, well, I'm sorry, but I'm still going to, I'm going to go back and do the same thing. I said, well, you're not saved. You've not got your heart cleansed with God. Amen. Amen. I asked him, you know, I said, you know, we need to cast that devil out of you. Amen. And he said, no, I don't want that devil cast out of me. I've had too much fun with that devil. Amen. Well, see, this man, amen, had a head knowledge that if he said a sinner's prayer, then, well, he'd be saved, amen. That's the reason we got to be so careful, amen, amen. And when we preach the gospel and we administer the word of God, amen, that we must understand that it has to be applied with the Spirit, amen. If God's not dealing with you, amen, you can talk anybody into saying almost anything. But if God's not drawing them, amen, if God's not working with their spirit, if God's not convicting them, amen, then there's very little chance that there's going to be a change in their life. That's the reason we got churches filled up with people that don't live right. Because, amen, they did not allow the Spirit of God, amen, to be present, amen, in the experience they had with God. Amen. God will change you. Amen. I remember as a young person being saved myself. Amen. I remember, you know, I growed up in the church, amen. I was tucked to church all my life, but I reached a point that I you know, I knew I needed to be saved, but I didn't know how to be saved. And every time I would go to church, amen, when they get down about the altar call, amen, it would be like my ears would stop up. It would be like it would be some hindrance. And I went for weeks, and I was miserable. I thought I was dying. And I went for weeks as a young person knowing I needed something, knowing I needed to be saved, and I didn't know how. Amen. But here's how the Holy Spirit of God works. Amen. The pastor, amen, thank God for pastors or men of God that are led by the Spirit. He came to the house one weekday afternoon. Amen. It was on May the 14th, 1959. He come to the house. Amen. And when he came to the house, amen, I thought he wanted to see my mother because she was sick. And he said, no, I didn't come to see your mother. I come to see you. Amen. Well, we sat down there at the table, amen, and he said, this is your time. He said, the Lord has been dealing with you. And I said, yes, amen. I said, I have been trying, as you preached and you give invitations, I've been trying to understand what I've got to do to be saved. Amen. Well, what I needed to do is I needed to believe in my heart, and that I did. Then I need to confess with my mouth. I need to acknowledge that I was a sinner. Amen. I need to acknowledge that I needed forgiveness. Amen. And I need to acknowledge, amen, that I was sorry of every sin I'd committed. And Lord, that you was Lord, you was able to save me. You had the capacity. You had the power. Amen. You could save me. Amen. And I acknowledged that. And when I did, May the 14th, 1959, amen, that took root in my life. Amen. Jesus Christ, it changed me. Amen. And not only did it change me, it's kept me through the ages of time since then. Amen. All the battles and all the trials. Amen. The Spirit of God. Did you make mistakes? Bible said, amen. Little children, I wish you sin not, but if you do, you have an advocate with the Father. Amen. Yes, we make mistakes, but that's where grace works. Amen. That's where mercy works. That's where we go to God in that cleansing power, amen, of his grace, amen. He is the price paid for sin, the perpetuation for it. And in that, amen, in that grace, amen, in that, in the word of God, amen, in the mercy, amen, in the love, amen, that God has provided a way for us, amen. We don't have to be lost, amen. We don't have to be a backslider. A lot of people say, well, I've been backslid for years. There's no excuse for being a backslider. You don't have to be a backslider. Amen. I don't think we need to take a lot of time preaching and making it out to people, well, you know, you can just remain a backslider. Amen. Well, God, you know, a lot of people say, well, God's married to him. He's going to bring them in before it's over. Amen. But listen, don't waste your life, amen, in a backslidden condition when you can be on fire for God and have the joy and the peace of God, amen, because it's only one prayer, amen. Lord, I'm sorry. Lord, renew in me. The psalmist David come to that place that he had to pray to God, and he said, God, renew in me a right spirit. Take not the Holy Spirit from me, amen. Glory to God. He wanted that experience. He wanted to be restored. Amen. He wanted the fullness of God. Amen. Talk about shouting time. It's shouting time when the presence of God, amen, is real in your life. Amen. It's like you walking on the clouds, as the old saying goes. Amen. Amen. You've got that edge, that winner's edge. You know that God is God. You know you're walking in the Spirit. You know that the fullness of God, amen, is in your life and upon your life. You know that the devil has, amen, no power or authority against you because you've drawn nigh to God. You resisted the devil, and the devil's had to pack his bags and go. He's had to flee. Amen. And now we're alive in Christ Jesus. Amen. But see, as we understand that the drawing process is the work of the Holy Ghost. Amen. And the witnessing wherein that the Holy Ghost is going to witness, amen, of Jesus Christ. Amen. And the Holy Ghost is going to bring to remembrance, amen, everything, amen, that he has said. And God is going to implant that word, amen. And that word, amen, Paul said it was a seed, amen. And it's going to birth, amen, within you, amen, a brand new creation, amen. Now, a lot of time we can spend a whole message on the seed being aborted, amen, being put out on, amen, on old unfertile ground, amen, being thrown out to rocky places and everything else, amen. We could discuss that to the depth, amen. Paul said we had to tarry with them until Christ was formed in them, amen. There's a lot of people receive this word seed, amen. They're convicted by the Holy Ghost. They're drawn by the Holy Ghost. It's given by God through the Spirit, amen. And God has drawn them in the Spirit, amen. And all things is applicable up to that point, but listen, they are people that won't stay in church. They won't partake of the word, amen. They won't allow the working of grace and all that to work in their life, amen. And I believe the seed literally becomes aborted out before it can take root. But I'm here to tell you, when it takes root, amen, you got joy, you got peace. I'm here to tell you, you got a satisfied mind, amen. I'm here to tell you, when the word, amen, of God takes root within you, there's something going on. Now, according back to our section here in Acts the 16th chapter, when we understand, amen, this prison keeper, amen, he, and many have said he was only afraid of his own life. But if we say that's the only depth of this scripture, we've denied the Holy Ghost, amen. But Paul cried with a loud voice, saying, "Do thyself no harm, for we are all here." Right there, I simply say, verse, amen, 28 cancels out any thought that anybody would have that this man was only talking about saving his own neck. Amen. Amen. Because listen, here's what comes forth next. Amen. "Then he called for a light and sprang in and came trembling and fell down before Paul and Silas." Now, if he was only afraid of being executed because they was escaped, amen. Once he got the light, once Paul made a statement to him, all that would have been out of the question, amen. But I believe that this conviction, I believe this Holy Ghost, and I believe this is one of is greater example of the conviction power of the Holy Ghost by the presence of God. Amen. Get and stay where the Spirit of God's moving. Amen. Because, amen, I'm going to tell you something. I found that it works. I've found the drawing power of God works. I've found being around the Spirit of God works. Amen. Amen. I've found that, amen, God can move and work in your life. But now as he fell down, amen, here's what he said, amen, and brought them out, amen, and said, "Sirs, what must I do to be saved?" Amen. Verse 31 says, "And they said, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved and thou house." Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. Muhammad can't save you. He can't save you. Buddha can't save you. The Islam doctrines have no power to save you. Amen. The Muslims have no power to save you. Life is only in Jesus Christ. Life is only in the only begotten Son of God, amen, that paid the supreme price for us to have life, amen. And the Holy Ghost of God will only draw people unto that man Jesus Christ, amen. "You shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." The Holy Ghost of God will only draw you to the truth, amen. It will not draw you to a lie. It will not draw you to a fable. Amen. It'll only draw you just as this keeper. That's the first thing, amen, after he felt the Spirit. Can you imagine the measure of the Spirit that must have come through that prison that night? Can you picture, amen, here's these men that are locked up, amen. They are literally locked behind a lock. They're literally, their hands and their feet are fastened in stocks. But all of a sudden, a wave of the Spirit comes through and shakes the building till the lock, amen, lets the door come unfastened and the fetters, amen, and then the stocks, amen. And however lock or fasten the hand, they let the prisoners go free. And Paul and Silas was able to lift their hands and glorify God and praise God. Amen. I'm telling you, this is an example of salvation. Amen. Amen. Fetters fall off. Amen. Chains fall off. Stockades fall off. Amen. Bondages fall off. When the Spirit comes into your life, the Spirit of God come into that prison. And the first thing the keeper of the prison wanted to know, what can I do to get some of this? What can I do to be partakers of this? That's the reason in churches today we're not seeing changed lives, because there's no application of the Spirit. The Spirit, I believe, amen, come in that prison that night, not only to unloose Paul and Silas that they could go free, but I believe it come in that prison that night for the keeper of that prison, amen, the jailer, whatever you want to call him, amen, that he might go free, amen. And when he was told that he would believe on the Lord, amen, he would believe on Jesus Christ, amen, that he would be saved and his whole house, amen. And they spake unto him the word of the Lord and to all that were in his house, amen. And he took them the same hour of the night and washed, amen, their stripes and was baptized, he and all his straightway, amen. Glory to God. And when he had brought them into his house, he set meat before them and rejoiced, believing in God with all his house. Amen. I'm going to tell you something. The Spirit of God, amen, if we'll let him get loose in our lives, if we'll let him get loose in our churches, amen. Now there's a formula set there. Paul and Silas in the midnight hour begin to sing praises to God. They glorified God. If when we feel the presence of God, if we'll worship him, if we'll glorify his name, if we'll take time in our lives out of our schedules or whatever we have to go through, or whatever's going on, if we'll take time, amen, if we'll take time to praise the Lord, and we'll take time to call upon his name, amen. I want to see revival. I want to see it in your home, your family. I never think about this section of scripture that I don't think about, amen. Guy years ago that come into one of the services that we was getting ready to build a church in that particular town. And at that time, we could buy folding chairs for $5. And we were trying to buy enough seats to put in the new building that we were building. And I never will forget, the gentleman said, I'd like to buy a seat. And I want to pray that some of my family come and be saved. I'm glad I had a family that prayed over me. I'm glad I had a mama that prayed over me. And if you've got a mama or a dad or a grandma or an aunt or an uncle or whoever it is, amen, that's praying over you, amen, you need to respect that. Amen. Because after we got that church built, there came a revival. And there was over 60-some of that man's family. On both sides of the family. Amen. He said, my family. Amen. It went down the lineage of his wife's family. It went down the lineage of his family. And there was over 60-some souls saved and come to know the Lord in the next few months and came and sat in them seats that was bought. Amen. I'm going to tell you, I'm glad I had somebody that prayed over me. Amen. I'm glad. Thank God for the praying mamas. Thank God for the praying dads. Thank God for the saints that will call upon the name of the Lord. Because I believe when you call upon the name of the Lord, I believe that God looses his Holy Ghost, amen, to go carry out those prayers. And he brings people to Jesus. Amen. Paul and Silas, amen, made a proclamation over this keeper of the jail. Don't worry, you'll be all right. You're safe. Do yourself no harm, because you're going to be saved and your household's going to be saved. Amen. Claim your household. Claim a revival. Amen. Let it break out. Amen. I want a revival to break out. Amen. And it's got to break out individually. It's got to break out. Amen. I can think of the churches I've organized through the years, and a lot of time it was one or two people that got saved. Amen. That gentleman came and laid his hat on the seat, said, I want to worship God, and I want to pray that some of my family will come get saved. And in that city to this day, that family, amen, is still the backbone in several churches there. They're not all in the same church. But every time I go back there and preach a funeral, I run into droves of them that were saved in that revival. I'm telling you, I today tell you that God's word works. The Holy Ghost draws, and the Holy Ghost, amen, brings people into conviction. And if they will simply do as the word of God said, they will believe, they will repent, God will do the saving. I'm glad I'm saved today. Amen. Those that are listening, amen, throughout the world and here locally, amen, if you're not saved, you can be saved. Because I believe the Lord, I believe the Spirit of God is drawing to somebody's heart. If you're here today and you've never been saved, never been a Christian, I believe you can be saved. That's the word of God, amen. The stockades can fall off, the fetters, the chains, the bonds can all fall off, and you can go free in Jesus' name. Lord, we thank you for this word today. We thank you for your truth. We thank you for your Spirit. And God, as we call upon your name, God, save to the uttermost, Lord, stir the heart of a backslider somewhere. God, let people call upon your name and be saved in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.